from the letter to Timothy. Paul's letter to Timothy, the second part of the letter. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through the 4th chapter, verses 5. Verse 5. Hear these words. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have known sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching and reproof, for correction and for training in righteousness, so that the person of God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing to his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when the people will not put up with sound teaching, but having their ears tickled, they will acclimate, or they will accumulate for themselves teachings to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, be sober in everything, enduring suffering. Do the work of an evangelist, carrying out your ministry fully. Those are some sound words, aren't they? Sound words for a time such as this. Again, I tell you, nothing new under the sun. So if you will, pray with me and pray for me as we meditate on the theme, on the topic today, this Sunday, the time. Is it coming or is it here? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you in empty pitcher. Once again, asking you a full fountain to fill this pitcher. More so, allow this pitcher to overflow with your word. And in this overflowing, allow it to find its way out to those you've given it ear to hear. In this overflowing, allow this message to find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive it. In this overflowing, allow this message to find its way out to those you've given the will to do. Again, Father, I ask that you would touch these lips. Use this voice. Allow it to be your voice so that you are heard and that I am not. This body, hide it behind this desk so that only you are seen and not me. Father, as you've showed up so many times, we reverence you now and ask that you would show out. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I found myself back and forth trying to figure out what God was needing me to say in the midst of all that has transpired this week. Last week. Last week was a busy week. I thank those that traveled with us to Ridgeville, Somerville, to Sand Hill United Methodist Church for their 142nd church anniversary. Beautiful time. For giving us traveling mercies up the highway afterwards, and for allowing us to return Friday evening. But in this message, the time, is it coming or is it here? I find as Paul is writing this letter, he is telling Timothy, as he is speaking to us, that we must proclaim the message. And if you can imagine, and really you don't even have to imagine, because if you look at what is going on in our our world today, we don't even have to look far. We can look in our neighborhoods, in our states, 30 minutes away, Savannah. In our surrounding area, we see what's going on. There's shootings, there's killings, there is all kind of unrest going on right now. And even in the midst of some peace that is taking place, there is still unrest. Paul reminds Timothy that he must proclaim the message. He must be persistent in proclaiming the message, whether the time is right, whether it's good timing or it's bad timing, that he must be persistent in sharing the good news. So I had to ask myself, if Paul can remind Timothy that even in the worst of times, you've got to share the good news. You have to convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience of a teacher. What are we supposed to do? We know what's happening. It's happening in front of us. Are we willing to speak truth to power? Are we willing to stand for what is right, or are we just going to stand? Or better yet, will we just sit down and let things happen? It's no longer a party thing. It is a humanity thing. There are some things that we need to put in place that needs to happen. We have got to speak for the good of the country. We've got to speak for the good of God's people. Hear the words that Paul wrote so eloquently, because they hold true today. He says, beginning at verse 3, there will come a time when people will not tolerate sound teaching. Sounds good? Anybody, can we begin to see this happening now? They will not listen or tolerate sound teaching. They will collect teachers who say what they want to hear because they are self-centered. They will turn their back on the truth and turn to myths. But you must keep control of yourself in all circumstances. Endure suffering. Do the work of a preacher of the good news and carry out your service fully. Have we not seen folks are now gathering that which works for them? People go to church where the word speaks to them what they want to hear. No one wants to be told that what they're doing is wrong. You know, at one point in time, y'all wanted me to preach hell and fire and damnation and all of those things, and that's not what it's about. We preach truth, that we're all a part of what's going on out here. If we turn a blind eye to one thing, we have turned a blind eye to all. Our sound teaching is that Christ stood for what is right, even when it killed him. When stuff was not right, he spoke about it, and for that, people didn't like him. If we speak what is right, stand up for what is right, even when it's not favorable for us, God has a place for us.
Amen.
But if we only speak what people want to hear, it does not help anybody anywhere. If we look about what's going on in the world today, the same thing that was happening then is happening now. Folks are only clinging to what they want to hear, what speaks to what they want to do. We know the Bible is good, it is direction, but the same Bible that we read to uplift, to edify, is the same words that people use to destroy, rebuke, and tear down. God's word is for uplifting. Uplifting what is right, what is good, what leads to life. It's used to destroy that which causes death, which brings about death. But someone will be able to take this and use it against you, against me, against those that are on the fringes of the margins, saying that they're dogs, let them eat crumbs. Or from the text that we read in the Luke text, it will be a ruler who is not afraid of man nor God, and will judge you according to their own desires. Paul reminds us that we must remain persistent. Whether it's good or bad, the timing, we must be persistent in spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. That he died for you, he died for me. That he stood for what was right, even in the midst of losing his own life. I can hear God saying, what good is a man who is not willing to lay down his life for a friend? I also hear the words written that in John that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
The time is here, in my opinion. It is now time more than ever so that we need to stand for what is right and speak truth to power. If it is not beneficial for everybody, if it is not going to help and uplift us all for the glory of God, we need to talk about it. No longer can we be backseat Baptists. No longer can we sit in the pews silently. We're called to action. That action that we're called to is to go and make disciples. But how can we make disciples if we're not willing to show and prove? You can no longer run from what's going on. You can't hide your head in the sand, thinking that it's going to pass by. What's happening today is going to touch each and every one of us in some way or another. So I need you to begin to study. The Bible reminds us that we need to study to show ourselves approved, a workman who can rightly divide the word. Study the word. Get in it. Allow it to get into you so that you can refute, rebuke what is happening today. That tomorrow we will have made a place
for our next generation. We spent time, energy, effort in making this place, this edifice, last. Our ancestors spent time, effort, and energy in putting this edifice together so that we can be a part of it today. And if we don't begin to speak truth to power, if we don't begin to rebuke what is wrong with what's going on in the world today, this edifice will not be here. If we don't begin to speak truth to power and begin to rebuke what is wrong with this world today, there won't be a place for us to call home. So I'm going to leave you with what Paul told Timothy. Be in control of your circumstances. Endure suffering, but do the work of a preacher of the good news. Carry out your service fully. That's what we're here to do in times such as these. Don't be afraid to talk about what's going on. Don't be afraid to shine light on the darkness that is taking place in where we are today. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for God. Time is now. I asked you if is it coming? But honestly, it's already here. It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.